The EP Podcast, heard everywhere podcasts can be found, and always at theeppodcast.com.
And bellying up to the 9-foot homemade oak bar, pour yourself a cold one. My name is Chris Lanuti. This is the EP Podcast, 30 minutes of good for Evergreen Park and the surrounding area. Couple of guests that we've never had on here before sitting down here at the bar with me right now. Steve Duffy, Dan Jacobson. How you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
You guys, welcome down here. You have a fundraiser for Evergreen Park Community High School. It's a scholarship fundraiser. I'm not exactly sure the group, booster group, what do you call yourself? So tell me a little bit about yourselves and your organization.
We're part of the Evergreen Park Foundation board, and we're a subcommittee within that. The scholarship committee. So 2 years ago, we ended up consolidating into one group, but this fund has been going on for several decades. And we've had a great opportunity to provide hundreds of thousands of dollars to hundreds of students. Just in the last 10 years, we've been able to award $175,000 to about 100 students.
As we dive into this, guys, just a reminder to everybody listening to the EP Podcast, this episode and every episode of the EP Podcast brought to you proudly by the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. Statement savings special right now of 2.5%. If you get an 11-month CD, you get 3%. 26-month CD is 3.25. And your child's bright financial future also starts with the First National Bank of Evergreen Park at a junior savers account, and they'll learn some good money habits early on in life. With a junior savers account, kids earn interest on every dollar they deposit so they can watch their money grow. Show your kids how fun and rewarding saving can be and set them up for success. No minimum deposit to open a junior savers account. There's no, like, things they have to keep track of until they turn 22 with minimum balance or things like that. So go check it out. 95th and Pulaski, right there on the corner, the iconic building that houses the First National Bank of Evergreen Park, member FDIC. Now, the money you're raising for the EPCHS students is not for while they're in school, of course. This is for when they move on to college, take the next step, right?
Yep. So we're able to, you know, provide anywhere from, you know, 4 to 6 scholarships, and they do vary from $900 one time for 1 year or $900 for 3 years, possibly, you know, offer 4 year scholarships rather than just the 3 year. So, but it all takes money.
Yeah.
So they wanted to
Everything
hit as
takes
many.
Money.
Yeah. They wanted to hit as many kids as they could. And then, you know, so we just want to be able to, you know, build upon that.
You're trying to help out. You don't want to be like Michael Scott in the office and walk in and tell the freshman class for sending you all to college. All right. And we're paying for the whole thing. Yep. And then have to explain to them 4 years later, I just got a little excited, right? Like, you don't want to do that. You're trying to help out though a little bit. You got big plans and you're raising money. And I think this is like a great idea for Evergreen Park High School. And I would think it's a good idea for any public school because it gives a little more incentive, especially with all the choice. We always hear that from all the different principals around here in the area, from all the educators from the different schools that are here. There's a lot of options and an additional thing to say, hey, there's an organization that's paying college tuition. Not just, I mean, like they're trying to give out scholarships. How do you pick these kids? Is this based on grades, a paper they write? Is there a relay race? Like, what is it?
Well, pretty much all the above.
A relay race?
With the exception of a relay race. However, some of the criterias or some of the items that they can indicate is the sports that they're involved with and stuff. So
right.
Some of them may have ran.
They may
a
have
relay
run
race.
A race.
Sure.
But there's no actual physical challenge to win this money, right? I mean,
that
it would be entertaining for
correct.
The crowd to
correct.
Watch a bunch of people have a physical challenge where the winner walks away with money. I mean, I would pay. I would actually pay money into your fund for the next year to watch physical competition for scholarships. But something tells me there's a law against it, or it would be in bad taste, or we would trend and get canceled. So it's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, I'd rather not go down that road at this moment.
Yeah.
So we'll just leave it there with that. But you know, they do put out the applications usually late February, early March, and the seniors are able to apply. And then the committee gets together and they review these applications, and it's a blind application. So therefore, you know, the student's name is not on it. We, you know, we don't know who the student is. And there is different weighted items as far as need, as far as community involvement, as far as GPA and ranking and grades and stuff like that. So we do try to take a look at it from a lot of different angles rather than just one item. And there is an essay involved as well. Right. So that is mixed in and weighted.
You always have to write
well.
Something. Yeah. It's the worst part about trying to ask for money. You always have to write a lot of stuff when you're going to go and do that. Yeah. I like the idea that the names are not on there, Dan, because if I put my name on the top of things, there's enough people I've ticked off that I would just end up out of the pile. Like, this gives everybody an equal shot. I like contests where my name's not up at the top of it.
Yeah, it's important because we're talking about just Evergreen Park, and because we're embedded in Evergreen Park as a community, we may know people who are, and other people on the board may know people who are putting in an application
right.
for this. So I think it's really, really important that we do it that way. And it really is a very balanced, the people who get the highest scores are the people who are well-rounded, not just academically, but doing stuff in the community, doing extracurriculars. And also, obviously, there's a good portion of it that's need-based as well.
That's awesome. All right. So I see that you have a fundraiser coming up Sunday, November the 13th, noon until 4, Bears, Lions. They're not bad, but they're better than the Lions. Okay. I know that for sure. I feel like this is one.
I feel a win coming.
Yeah. I feel a win coming on. Okay. And it's going to be over at 115 Bourbon Street, $35 in advance and 40 at the door. Buffet, beverages, desserts all included. It's your basic, almost like it's almost your benefit package over there, right?
Exactly.
They got their
exactly.
basic benefit package, right?
The draft beer, the buffet.
It's for funerals.
Everybody's familiar with it, for raising money
if somebody's sick, and it's for benefits for scholarships. They got the whole thing laid out right over there. And then there's raffle baskets, split the pot, some football squares so you can win some money while you're playing the game. I like to gamble, like most people.
Yeah.
Okay, and so this is going on the 13th. It looks like you can get tickets in advance for this thing. So what is the best way to do it? Is there a website? You want them to give you a call? What do you want them to do?
I do have my
You want me to read off
email.
Your email?
Yeah.
You don't remember your email, do you?
That's the one that I rarely ever use.
That's awesome, yeah. Okay, so email Steve Duffy, 1234. You tried to put in your name, didn't you? And it said that it doesn't work. You took the suggestion, didn't you?
You know what, honestly?
The password isn't Steve Duffy 12342, is it?
It is. I don't even know the password. I don't even know the password.
The password is password.
So, anyway. You know what? The installer 10 years, 12 years ago ended up setting that up for me. And it worked.
Yeah,
so
no, it's awesome.
That's how I got it.
After this show airs, you better
run off. I
didn't
put any thought into it. Somebody else did it for me.
So
it was perfect.
We're recording this as an on-demand podcast, always in advance. It's never live. So between now and when this show airs, make sure that your password is not password. Okay? That's all I want you to do.
I'll do my best. I literally get...
I don't want to be the reason why it was hacked.
My bills emailed there, and the receipt for the auto payment, and that's it. That's why I selected this email so that I don't skip over it.
Right.
If you send an email to me, you will get attention and response immediately.
All right. That's awesome. Okay. So it's coming up on Sunday, November the 13th. If they don't email you, can they pay at the door? Can they just show up? Can they
do
that?
It is $40 at the door.
$40 at the door, $35 in advance if you use that email. And get out there because the money being raised is for a really good cause. I think it's always great to support young people in whatever they're going off and doing, especially these days when you think about the cost of everything that they've got to go do when they've got to go. If they want to go off into college, I've got kids, one of which is looking at colleges right now and is a junior. And that is a discussion we have. Like, all right, this is what your dad can do. And this is what we could probably get you. And these are your choices.
We each have two kids that graduated from Evergreen Park High School. So exactly what you're talking about is the things that we were going through a couple of years ago, talking with them. My daughter was actually awarded one of the scholarships prior to me getting on the board. So, you know, it kind of gives me kind of that drive of paying it forward, giving an opportunity for some additional families to have that benefit of the scholarships as well. So I'm really looking forward to this. This is my fifth year doing it. We've taken 2 years off because of COVID. So this is the first year that we're back after doing it 6 years consistently at Bourbon Street. So You know, please come out and support, and we're looking for a great turnout.
Sunday, November the 13th, get on out there, noon until 4, Bears Lions, raise some money for the EPCHS Scholarship fundraiser. And Dan and Steve, thanks so much for jumping down here at the 9-Foot Homemade Oak Bar.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
I love the Go Sox at the end there. Like, it's not even baseball season, but, you know, when you're sitting down here at the bar, there's White Sox stuff all over the place. This is also the home of Sox in the Basement, the number one podcast for fans, by fans, and all White Sox. 30 minutes of Sox each and every week, actually twice a week. It's always on demand anywhere podcasts can be found, and always at SoxInTheBasement.com. We're, of course, covering the beginning of the offseason and a new White Sox manager on that show. Southside Pods, also on this network, comes out of this bar as well. We're talking about a meet-a-thon on that one this week, among other things going on around the South Side, outside of Evergreen Park. Inside of Evergreen Park, you are so fortunate, especially if you got mom or dad or even yourself after an injury and you're worried about going into assisted living, putting them into assisted living. You want to stay in the home. You want to stay independent. The showroom to go check out every option you could possibly think of to make the house safer, easier to navigate, less of a fall risk. Apps that open and close doors, retrofitted bathtubs, specialized chairs and beds, and whatever else you can think of. Plus, if you have sleep apnea, you need a CPAP machine. They got the latest technology and testing rooms right there on site. I'm talking about Hyatt Home Medical Equipment right on 95th Street. They work with your insurance so they can lower the cost. Plus, if you mention the EP podcast, you are getting additional money off. See all they have to offer at hhme.com, or as I said, stop in and see them right here in the EP, 3518 West 95th Street. If you listen to the show, you've been doing it for a while, especially in the last month, you've heard me mention that I would love to hear your input on the show. Things you'd like added, subtracted, changed. You can reach out many different ways through the eppodcast.com. Leave a voice message, send us like a typed message, whatever you want to do. One of the things we heard a little bit about was how we utilize our good friend John Brand over at Open Outcry. I'm a big craft beer guy. Southside Pod, which I mentioned just earlier, goes to breweries all over the South Side, and Open Outcry has kind of become the official brewery of the EP podcast and of Evergreen Park, let's be honest. I like talking beer, I have a bar, John comes down, we chit-chat. But people wanted to hear more from those segments, and that's why we are starting this week a Beer with Brand. Your local neighborhood brewer, John Brand, sits down with me and another member of the Evergreen Park community. And this first time around, I thought we ended up with a pretty good conversation. Tim Moran, the PR guy over at Evergreen Park High School, a writer for The Patch in previous years who's been covering local news in this area for a long time, sat down and had a beer with Brand right here on the EP podcast.
A pitcher of beer, a pitcher of beer, let's order another pitcher of beer. That pitcher of beer should come over here. I love that pitcher of beer.
You know, last time I sat down and talked with John Brand, it was beautiful outside. Right now it's raining and windy and there's leaves everywhere, and I keep worrying that my pool cover is going to go flying off today. And a very different time, and look how quickly it changes here in Chicago, my friend.
It's beer drinking weather.
It is beer drinking weather here at Open Outcry, and we're going to try our new segment, A Beer with Brand, which I love. You think this is so funny.
I like it too.
Yeah, good. Good.
It's alliteration at its finest.
Yeah,
with Brand.
That's Tim Moran. Now, you may know Tim for years. He was writing for The Patch locally. Then Tim took a job where he's doing public relations for Evergreen Park High School. You see him pop up every once in a while where he'll still do a little freelance journalism because the man likes to write about stuff and cover stuff in the area. John lives in the area. I felt like this was a perfect start because you two probably cross paths with like so many of the same people, and he's covering things that are going on and you're hearing people talk about them at your bar. Basically, the local pub is still another way that people get news, right?
Exactly right.
Let me tell you, the first time I ever saw John was Southside Irish Parade. Would it have been 2017 or 2018? It was before this place was built. It was still O'Brien, or it was like in transition from being O'Brien's pub to the brewery. And I was walking down, I had a Patch shirt on, I was covering it, taking pictures for the Patch, and he sought me out and said, hey, you work for the patch? And I'm like, yeah. And he said, like, I'm going to turn this place into a brewery. And it was just so bare bones, like, construction project. And I was like, no way at all. And, hey, a few years later, hey, this is one of the premier breweries on the south side. So, yeah.
Well, it's nice to see you again, too.
Absolutely. Nice to see you, too, John.
That was March of 2017.
17, okay.
Yep, March of 2017. And I do remember you coming in here. And it was a construction site.
Yeah.
It was brick walls and concrete floors. That was it.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, look at it now.
Yeah, and now you got so much going on. You got construction going on in that that place over on 103rd. I don't know if we've talked about it very much, but I would love it if you talked about it just real quick. You got that used to be a church. Tim, I'm sure you're familiar with it. And he's got you've turned it into like a retail space, but it's unique in how it kind of sets up. Tell people about that.
Yeah, that's right. So and it's not, I'm not the only one involved. It was, it's myself and a few other gentlemen from the neighborhood. The church at 103rd in Maplewood, 2501 West 103rd, has been sitting empty for a while. It was Ridge Academy. Ridge Academy went out of business in what, Tim, 2017?
Yeah, about a decade at least. Yeah, almost a decade ago, yeah.
Not exactly sure.
It was right across from Beverly Park on the south side of 103rd, you're talking
about. That's
exactly
right.
Okay, yeah, it's a building unrecognized. You would know it if you saw it. Everyone's seen it along 103rd Street for years, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So a couple other guys from the neighborhood, we got together, we bought it, and we've been converting it into what's turned into a women-owned business incubator-type building where you have every business in there is women-owned, and it targets women, and it's, you know, a woman's high-end boutique clothing store, a home goods store, a gift shop, a high yoga studio, a hair salon, a photographer, an acupuncturist. Diane Fiddler from Core Fitness is taking residence
in
the basement.
It sounds like a small business mall almost then.
It is, yeah.
Nice.
And
he's got an EP business you just mentioned there. Like Core opened up a second location in there.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah. Core Fitness is going to be doing athlete rehab. If you're an athlete and you were injured, I think it's become the rehabilitation area for, I think, mainly high school athletes that are
doing
PT rehab.
But they do PT too for like adults and everything.
Physical,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
So, Chris, thanks for the plug
on
that.
That's, of course.
That's been a lot of work, too.
Yeah. We talk about physical therapy. My type of physical therapy is sitting around on a blustery day and having a beer. What do you recommend right now that's on tap or coming up very soon for people to try when they come walking in here when the weather is turning like this? Because there are certain beers that are better in certain types of weather, right?
Yes. We are approaching stout season. You're going to see our barrel-aged beers come on draft here in the next couple weeks. I like drinking German Pilsners in the fall, which is what I'm drinking right now. This is the Outcry Pils. It's our traditional German Pilsner, and it's delicious. Eric did a great job brewing it. It's spot on. If you go into Binny's and buy a six-pack of German Pils and you put this side-by-side with it, it's just as good, if not better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what really separates this brewery from the others, though, I think, is the food game here. It's just awesome.
You.
Yeah, you got a lot of new food coming here. I go to a brewery often with my wife in Willow Springs, I think it is. Yeah, it's just her spot and everything, and I go there, but...
It's Iron Oak, isn't it?
That would be Imperial Oak.
Imperial. Okay, you're familiar.
I always call it Iron Oak for some reason.
Iron Oak. Iron Oak.
Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah,
that's a good name, too.
But
if I start another brewery, I'm going to call it Iron Oak.
You and I will start one, Iron Oak.
Yeah. It's a nice spot to hang out. The beer is good and everything, but all they offer is like pretzels and little snacks and everything. They're okay with you bringing outside food there and everything, but here it just seems like you have the best of both worlds.
Tim Moran sitting here from Evergreen Park Community High School with John Brand. It's a Beer with Brand on the EP podcast, and let's just talk real quick about what you got going on, because I thought this was interesting. Not only have you crossed paths with John before, but I just want to get John's reaction to the craze that is pickleball. Have you heard about this? I don't know. I don't even know exactly what it is. And Evergreen Park High School's got a pickleball court.
You don't know what pickleball is?
No, I have no idea. Could you describe pickleball to me?
I could describe pickleball to you.
Okay, go for it.
Think badminton with wooden paddles and a wiffle ball type ball, right?
So it's like that movie Basketball, but without the dirty jokes. Remember that one?
I do remember.
From the guys
Basketball,
from South Park?
Yeah.
They just combined a few different sports?
It's basically a combination of tennis, ping pong, and like you said, badminton. Yeah, because the court's a little bit shorter. It's a little It's the court's taller, but there's a lot less space. It's definitely way easier. It's like an easier version of tennis.
Is it an indoor court or an outdoor court?
At EP, it's indoor court. Yeah, we transform the tennis courts. It just takes a few minutes to make them pickleball courts, and there's going to be open play in there available beginning this Friday, actually, 6 to 9 p.m., and all Saturdays and Sundays, 2 to 9 p.m. But yeah, it's a great indoor facility, and yeah, we're really looking forward to getting it going.
You say open play. Is it just for the high school students? John and I go play pickleball.
Yeah, John, you can go play pickleball. Yeah, it's open to the community. You don't have to live in Evergreen Park. You can come in. It's $5 a person. So, you know, if you just come in with a buddy, it's $10. If you want to have a big, fancy tournament, you know, $5 a person. But, yeah, it's totally open to the community.
Is this at the old racquetball thing? So it's across from what used to be 50 Acre Park. Now is Jim Sexton Park, where it used to be the racquetball thing, but now it's part of Evergreen Park High School.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so both sides of 91st Street are a new name for the park, 50 Acre Park. It's still a beautiful park called named after former Mayor Sexton now. But right across the street, it was the Evergreen Racquetball Club. It was a private club for years. Evergreen Park High School bought it a few years ago. I think it was right after COVID started, so it's really taken a longer time than expected to get the community involved, but there are memberships for the fitness center and the pool. The pool is outdoors, so obviously that's summer only, but now we're also offering pickleball to the community. And for the EP high school kids and grade school kids, it's great because there's a little bit of everything. There's a baseball, softball field you can convert for football practice. Most Holy Redeemer just had one of their football practices there a couple weeks ago. There's basketball courts, volleyball courts, and yeah, the tennis area is now being transitioned to pickleball for the pickleball days.
So I've played a little pickleball in my day.
Really? You're kind of a pickleball player.
I got a little experience with the pickleball.
You're a pickleball aficionado.
That's
what you are.
It's a good beer drinking game.
Why? How can you incorporate beer drinking into the actual play?
I don't know if you can in your location because it's a school. But
right, yeah. Probably not. Yeah, but
we'll...
Chris, other sites.
We'll sneak a couple cold ones in there. Mayor Burke won't mind. But no, if you play doubles with a couple of your buddies and have a couple of cold ones, and it's a fun game to play with a few cold beers.
How did I miss pickleball? Like, I know probably a year ago I started hearing it, but like this had to have been going on for a while. Like, before I caught it, I'm like the last guy to it. Yeah,
the craze just started recently, maybe within the last 5 to 10 years. But I looked it up.
10 years? You're telling me 10 years ago people knew what this was?
No,
oh, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, it started in the 70s, actually. Yeah, go ahead, John.
There was there's a paddle league in Beverly that I played in 10 years.
Really?
Ago. Yes. Yeah.
I think you're all nuts.
Nope.
Am I in the Matrix?
No.
You're something just, like Skip?
No, you just watch too much. You just watch baseball. That's all you...
Have you been injured at work? Then you need someone who will fight for the care and compensation you deserve. The insurance companies will look out for themselves and their bottom lines, not you. I'm Matthew Coleman, partner and head of the work injury department at the law offices of Parenti and Norm. My team and I have the experience, dedication, and proven results it takes to fight for your rights. Call or text me today at 312-641-5926 or visit us on the web at pninjurylaw.com.
We're sitting here eating cheese curds, and I'm thinking to myself, with the change in weather, you're probably making changes to your menu.
Yeah.
I want to give you a chance to promote
it
before
exciting.
We get done.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know that you do like a whole fall menu. Do all restaurants do that? Is that also something I'm going to learn, like pickleball? Like, all restaurants update depending on the season?
Depends
or
on the
no?
restaurant. But yeah, a restaurant like this, a brew pub like this, we change the menu up twice a year, usually in the spring and usually in the fall. So we're going to drop our new menu, I think, next week.
What's on it? Do you know?
Yeah.
Are you back there cooking, or is you got somebody else does that
no,
for you?
No, you don't want me cooking the food. So we're going to bring back an old favorite that we get a lot of requests for. That's our hummus plate. The hummus plate is coming back. The kitchen designed a meat and cheese charcuterie board, which is going to be a lot of fun. We've never done a charcuterie board here before, and I'm excited.
I like how he lets that roll off his tongue. Most people can't even say that word.
Charcuterie board. I actually can, yeah, because we have 10 in our cabinet, actually, thanks to my wife.
10?
Yeah.
10 boards?
About 10, yeah, yeah. We never use more than like 4, even for the biggest parties we'll have. But yeah,
she has 10 of them.
Just in case, she has 10 of them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't say that, though. Yeah.
It's okay, we'll say it for you. 10. 10 of them? Are you kidding me? What do you need 10 of them for? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
John doesn't have 10 of them in this restaurant.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it takes up a whole drawer in one of our prime dressers in the kitchen. So, yeah, I don't question it. You know, we're prepared for whatever party we have, I guess. Yeah.
Right now, John is sitting there thinking to himself, you know what? If they've got 10 in their house, do we have enough here in Open Outcry for
the season?
I don't
think we do. No, I got to buy more.
You don't.
More
we do a lot boards. Of soups. Soups are kind
so
of like soups, a thing, right?
So if you recall, every winter we do our soup specials. Those will be starting back up here in the next week or so. We are doing something we've never done before, in addition to the charcuterie board, a hanger steak. So we've done these specials in the past with hanger steaks, and they sell out within a day or two. And we get a lot of requests for those, so we said, the hell with it. We're going to put a hanger steak on the menu. Ooh. See how that goes.
Okay, that's something I haven't heard of. Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
A new chicken sandwich with some thick-cut bacon on it and that honey mustard sauce that I know, Chris, you buy quarts of and bring home.
I dig it. I dig honey mustard.
A few new pizzas and a few new desserts, which we're excited for. Mm-hmm. I think it's dropping next week. The menus were being printed this week. So okay. Maybe
printed
you'll see
menus. You don't need a QR code. You can come into the restaurant and
COVID's been over for a long time. So
wake up, Tim.
Yeah.
COVID's over.
Yeah, but some,
I was just at the bank the other day and they had taken down the plastic borders between the tellers and the people. I was like, this is amazing.
No, so these are our menus.
Oh,
here,
okay.
Real nice.
It looks like the castle
menu.
And what's the other building on the
These are all 19th Ward landmarks.
Is that Morgan Park Academy? Oh, okay.
The castle, the 119th Street train station.
And then BAPA from their first
BAPA
year, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Classic photos. I was going to ask about the pizza game. I know you were disappointed a couple years in the pizza poll I held for Patch.
Yeah.
He owns a pizza poll. He doesn't put you in it.
You made it 1 year.
We do well in all the beer round robin tournaments, but when you do your pizza, I don't know how it's because you seed us.
Yeah. We put out a Google form and we have people nominate us.
Yeah. You put us against Milano's in round one. How the hell are we going to beat Milano's as a neighborhood institution? We're not going to beat them.
Exactly. Yeah. And 1 year you went up against Los Angeles. It was a couple of tough.
John just laughed. He eats at Los Angeles himself. Like, well, that's a place he pops into. He's like, well,
these are all great classic pizza places.
Absolutely.
I think our pizza here is just as good as any of these places, but it's a different pizza. It's a wood-fired pie. It's a completely different pizza experience. And, you know, people grew up with the tavern style, with Milano's and Los Angeles and Chuck's and Nino's and go down the list, right? So we show up with a wood-fired pie. It's different.
Yeah.
It's different. People like it, but you know, when your grandfather was taking you to Milano's and, you know, you're
Southside
eating Milano's
Chicago.
Pizza while bouncing on his knee. It's hard to compete against those guys until we get a little bit more longevity ourselves.
I know for me, Lynn, it all comes down to the feeling of that evening in the house, right?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like we'll mention Los Angeles and we'll mention Open Outcry in the same conversation with the kids, like, where do you want to go? You
know? What's the pizza like in the Evergreen Park High School cafeteria? How's that?
I've never tried it, actually.
Are they pizzas or boats?
Yeah, we just...
The food's great? Tell me about it.
The pizza? Yeah, I haven't tried that pizza. I know they make terrific food. We just had the senior citizens over for a free dinner the other day, and they came out with a full Thanksgiving plate, and I was smelling it, and I was getting really hungry. The ham, the turkey, the mashed potatoes, and everything. So they make terrific food in the cafeteria, but yeah, I wouldn't put us up against Los Angeles or even Open Outcry when it comes to pizza.
The kids are eating well, obviously, inside the school. I didn't have that. Although, when I was at Brother Rice, they had a Taco Bell inside of there.
Did they really?
Yeah, they brought it in. They had an actual Taco Bell Express in the 90s. At Brother Rice High School, where you get tacos. I tell my kid that, who goes there now, and he's like, he thinks I'm lying. There used to be a Taco Bell in Brother Rice.
Chris, why don't you ask your listeners with kids that are students at Evergreen Park High School, I'd like to know what they think of the pizza in the cafeteria there.
All right.
If everyone can send Chris at EP Pod a message and let them know what they think about the pizza at Evergreen Park High School.
I think what you want is to criticize the pizza at Evergreen Park because Tim just gives you a bad seat all the time inside of the pizza thing.
Yeah, well, Tim, this is a little payback for the way you seated us in those polls.
Yeah, 15th seat against number two,
But as the public relations director for EP Evergreen Park High School, you should know the quality of the pizza being served in that cafeteria.
Quality of pizza, that's right, yeah. I will take that.
So everybody let Chris know what you think.
All right, hit that up at the EP Podcast. You can leave a voicemail or send us a message. John Brand's over at 109th and Western, and he's got a new fall menu coming out. I know you're putting the cabins back up very soon.
Yeah, going up next week.
I know. I can't wait to find out what's inside the cabins. Another really cool experience you don't get anywhere else. The stouts are coming soon. It's a perfect weather for the German Pilsner, and his pizza's good, and it might be a little different, but people love his pizza, and it's probably better than what's in Evergreen Park High School or Tim Moran's.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, yeah.
Tyrion Let him know. Are you going to do another Round Robin pizza tournament this
year? Every year, every October. Yeah.
Seat us against Evergreen Park High School cafeteria this year.
Yeah, okay? That might have to be a play-in game, but yeah, we'll yeah. Hey, and I might vote for you. Yeah, I've actually never tried it. The pizza here is good.
Now time for your EP Podcast Word on the Street, brought to you by Cool Clouds Vapor Shop. Quitting smoking is hard, and Cool Clouds wants to give you an alternative. Full taster bar and great CBD products. Check them out right here in Evergreen Park at their current location, 3837 West 95th Street. Soon to move in the next month, I believe, to 95th and Kedzie over by the Oberweiss and the brand new Spoken Vine. See all they have to offer at coolcloudsvapor.com. A rough weekend for the Evergreen Park Mustangs. The playoffs come to an end for them. 42-0 loss to St. Francis in Wheaton. Head coach Jerry Verdi has been on the EP Podcast each and every Friday to talk about his team. We'll wrap up the season with him coming up later on this week. A very good season for the team, finishing 8-3. Mark on your calendars now that a November coffee chat is being held by the Evergreen Park Chamber of Commerce at the Golden Griddle. Friday, November the 18th, 8:30 in the morning, it's going to kick off. Local business owners are encouraged to stop by and join other business owners for catching up and exchanging ideas on making the Village of Evergreen Park an even better place to live and do business. You don't need advance tickets. I believe if you go to the Chamber website, you can RSVP so they know you're coming. The Village of Evergreen Park is seeking a candidate to fill an available part-time building attendant position. The building attendant will be responsible for janitorial work, locking and securing buildings, providing assistance to customers, and related duties as assigned. Go to the Village website for more information and to apply. A new mural honoring the veterans of Evergreen Park will be unveiled on Thursday, November the 10th at 6 p.m. at Veterans Park, 98th in California. Everybody is welcome to attend. The Senior Council will be having their November luncheon Thursday, November 17th, 11 a.m. at the Community Center, 3450 West 97th Street, for $10, even though it is free for Evergreen Park veterans. Please RSVP in advance. Musical entertainment will be provided by Johnny Gray. Tickets must be purchased by November the 14th. You can stop into the EP Community Center to get those tickets. Central Middle School is bringing back a Veterans Day breakfast and assembly November the 14th. They are excited to open us up to all community members. It kicks off with a breakfast in the cafeteria and then moves to a school-wide assembly where the band and choir will perform. If you're looking to get delicious hot sauces delivered to your door at a great price, peppers grown in the EP, sauces developed here, bottled here, and sold locally, check out every option at sidsauce.net. And finally, do not forget to get out and vote on Tuesday the 8th. Make sure you know where your polling place is at. If you're not sure, go to cookcountyclerkil.gov. That's your EP Podcast Word on the Street. This has been another 30 minutes of good from the EP Podcast. Remember to subscribe on the podcast player you're using right now or any podcast player you desire. You can get the full list at the EP Podcast.
Another show is wrapped up. Another show's in the books. Another show is wrapped up. And then by the looks, it's gonna be a good one. And we'll see you next week. And the Nudie's Basement. And the Nudie's Basement. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. And it's in the books. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. And by the looks, it's gonna be a good one. Nudie's Basement. Broadcast Basement. The Nudie's Basement. The Broad Basement. Slauncha.
The EP Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found. And always at theeppodcast.com.